This is KCUR 89.3. This summer, people with different beliefs have been coming to KCUR to record conversations about their values and what has shaped them as part of a collaboration between KCUR and StoryCorps called One Small Step. Reverend Franklin Ruff describes himself as a right-leaning centrist. Teacher Brittany Fiedler says she's moved more and more to the left over the years. Here's part of their conversation.
Do you ever feel, because we're in Kansas and Missouri, do you ever feel misunderstood in some of your beliefs?
Absolutely.
And how does that manifest?
You know, you go out anywhere else in the country or even outside of the United States, and people think they know exactly who you are because you're from Kansas. They assume you're from a farm. They assume that you see tornadoes all the time, and they assume that you are a pretty conservative person. So for me, none of those things are true, really. I grew up in the city and the suburbs, and I've seen one tornado, and my views are extremely liberal.
Okay, I didn't grow up in Kansas, and I've already seen more than one tornado. And I can understand where you're coming from with that, because one of the things that I struggle with, and probably one of the reasons why I lean more to the right of center, is because of that assumption that is made. People see me, they see African-American male, they see pastor, and there are certain assumptions that are made about where my theology is going to be, what my politics are going to be. And I have to admit, at times it does get a little bit annoying.
People just tend to get put into groups by the political parties. For me, the most frustrating thing recently has been when we're electing someone into the highest offices in the land, I feel that we should be choosing from the cream of the crop that our nation has to offer. And I'm not convinced that the last election really accomplished that. I like Bernie, I do, but I also am concerned that he's a very divisive figure. He is pretty left-leaning. That's why I like him. But I think we need more people kind of down the middle of the road, or at least willing to compromise in order to put our country back together, just become us instead of us versus them. We need to be a we again.
When it comes to identity, that's where I see some of our biggest issues. What is it that all of us have in common? And that used to be national identity, but the issue now is we can't agree on what that national identity should look like.
Yes.
And I have experienced a great deal of pushback from other African Americans that say, but there is injustice. And there is. I'm not blind. There is injustice. One of the key examples I have is when I was a pastor in Greensburg, 735 people, 10 black people in the entire town, and Ferguson happens. And one of the deacons comes to me and says, I don't understand. What's this issue between blacks and police officers? And I explained to him that our sheriff knows me. His kids and my kids play together. There's a relationship there. And so there's no issue between me and the sheriff. If one of my kids gets in trouble, the sheriff calls me, says, come get your kid. But if I'm in Wichita and I get pulled over, I have to understand, and what I wanted to get them to understand is that there is a greater perceived threat from me as a young black man than from his son as a young white man. The thing that we have to deal with, though, is why is that? And there's issues that I have to deal with and the black community has to deal with, and there's issues of threat perception that police departments have to deal with, but both have something to deal with. But we're not going to be able to deal with them if we're fighting and yelling at each other and not listening to what each of us is trying to say and dealing with our own problems as well.
That was Reverend Franklin Ruff and Brittany Fiedler. This interview is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Ron Jones. Join us for the next installment of the series One Small Step next Monday during Morning Edition.